FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Another protest has flared up, this time in the vicinity of Blackburn near Umhlanga. Newswatch has seen footage of the scene just after the Umhlanga off-ramp, where it appears objects are being burned on the side of the N2. It's unclear what the protest is about. Road Traffic Inspectorate spokesperson Cindy Mgomezulu.
We'd like to advise road users to avoid that route and use alternative routes. Currently, there's only one lane open, so expect delays and backlog of traffic in that vicinity.
Meanwhile, we've received reports of a continuation of this morning's taxi blockade in the Durban CBD. Scores of taxis have stopped moving on routes near Durban Station. The protest action is understood to be linked to frustrations of members of the Durban Long Station Taxi Association. They're upset over not having received their operating licenses. The blockages have affected several routes, including long-distance journeys to Zululand and Johannesburg. KZN Transport has responded to the protests, saying over 115 permits in Maritzburg have not been collected by the association. Taxi Council Santaco's KZN spokesperson Sivisa Shanga has explained the challenge.
Sometimes the challenge is that some of them have got a challenge with regards to staff, because for you now to be able then to uplift, you need to have a good standing on SARS, and some of them are not on good standing. And others, it's the issue of SARS based on threshold, whether they meet the threshold then to be able then to pay SARS. But then for that, you need personally to go to SARS, and SARS will be able then to assess your financial status.
He says previously, associations didn't require a SARS PIN to collect their permits. Now, two violent attacks in the Eastern Cape are making national headlines. A police manhunt is underway for the gunman responsible for the alleged rape of five matric pupils. The learners were preparing for their exams in a rented house when they were assaulted and robbed in Mthatha. Provincial police spokesperson Sipokasi Mawisa says they've been trying to locate the suspects.
The provincial head of the Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Investigation Unit has assembled a team to investigate and apprehend the perpetrators. Investigation teams will leave no stone unturned to ensure that perpetrators are brought to justice.
Meanwhile, police are also searching for those responsible for shooting dead Abatembo chieftainess Nokqinele Mtirara, also in Mthatha. The motive behind the attack remains unknown. KZN Premier Tami Ntuli has urged the escort community to work closely with the police to fight crime in the area. Five people were gunned down during a family function in Inyezare over the weekend. One person is recovering in hospital. Six suspects have since been arrested. Ntuli visited the Mazibuko family yesterday.
We have been made aware that this area is problematic with the illegal guns and even the stock theft. We are coming back to have the dialogue with the community so that we'll leave a system such as the CPFs, community policing forums, that will be looking after the society.
And two people have been taken to hospital after a major fire in Cumbria, where the UK's nuclear submarines are built. Sky News reporter Anna Bates has more.
Police say the fire started at BAE Systems Barrow in Furness shipyard shortly before 1 a.m. and that it's still going. Officers say there's no nuclear risk. Two people are being treated for breathing in smoke, while everyone else has been accounted for after being evacuated from the Devonshire Dock Hall building. The facility is also home to fighter jets, guns and ammunition. Nearby residents are asked to keep windows and doors closed.
A recap of our lead story. Another protest has flared up, this time in the vicinity of Blackburn near Umhlanga on the N2 North. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.